The Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his followers,
"Things will surely happen that cause people to sin. But how terrible for the one who causes them to happen. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large stone around his neck than to cause one of these weak people to sin. So be careful. If your brother sins, tell him he is wrong. But if he is sorry and stops sinning, forgive him. If your brother sins against you 7 times in one day, but he says that he is sorry each time, then forgive him."
Give us more faith!
If your faith is as big as a mustard seed, then you can say to this mulberry tree, "Dig yourself up and plant yourself in the sea," and the tree will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant who has been plowing the ground or caring for the sheep. When the servant comes in from working in the field, would you say, "Come in and sit down to eat"? No. You would say to your servant, "Prepare something for me to eat. Then get yourself ready and serve me. When I finish eating and drinking, then you can eat." The servant does not get any special thanks for doing what his master told him to do. It is the same with you. When you do everything you are told to do, you should say, "We don't deserve any special thanks. We have only done the work we should do."
Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, traveling from Galilee to Samaria. He came into a small town. 10 men met him there. These men did not come close to Jesus because they all had a harmful skin disease. But they called to him,
"Jesus, Master, please help us."
When Jesus saw the men, he said,
"Go and show yourselves to the priests."
While the 10 men were going, they were healed. When one of them saw that he was healed, he went back to Jesus. He praised God in a loud voice. Then he bowed down at Jesus' feet and thanked him. This man was a Samaritan.
10 men were healed. Where are the other 9? Is this Samaritan the only one who came back to thank God? Stand up and go on your way. You were healed because you believed.
Some of the Pharisees asked Jesus,
"When will the kingdom of God come?"
"God's kingdom is coming, but not in a way that you will be able to see with your eyes. People will not say, 'Look, God's kingdom is here,' or 'There it is.' No, God's kingdom is within you."
Then Jesus said to his followers,
"The time will come when you will want very much to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not be able to see it. People will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Stay where you are. Don't go away and search. The Son of Man will come again. On the day he comes, he will shine like lightning, which flashes across the sky and lights it up from one side to the other. But first, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the people of this time. When the Son of Man comes again, it will be as it was when Noah lived. In the time of Noah, people were eating, drinking, and getting married, even on the day when Noah entered the boat. Then the flood came and killed all the people. It will be the same as during the time of Lot. Those people were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building. They were doing these things even on the day Lot left Sodom. Then fire and sulfur rained down from the sky and killed them all. This is exactly how it will be when the Son of Man comes again. On that day, If a man is on his roof, he will not have time to go inside and get his things. If a man is in the field, he cannot go back home. Remember what happened to Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep his life will give up true life, but whoever gives up his life will have true life. At the time when I come again, there may be two people sleeping in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There may be two women grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. Two men will be in the same field. One man will be taken, but the other man will be left behind.
Where will this be, Lord?
People can always find a dead body by looking for the vultures.
Then Jesus used this story to teach his followers that they should always pray and never lose hope.
Once there was a judge in a town. He did not care about God. He also did not care what people thought about him. In that same town, there was a widow who kept coming to this judge. She said, "There is a man who is not being fair to me. Give me my rights." But the judge did not want to help the widow. After a long time, he thought to himself, "I don't care about God, and I don't care about what people think. But this widow is bothering me. I will see that she gets her rights, or she will bother me until I am worn out." Listen to what the bad judge said. God's people cry to him night and day. God will always give them what is right, and he will not be slow to answer them. I tell you, God will help his people quickly. But when the Son of Man comes again, will he find those on earth who believe in him?
There were some people who thought that they were very good and looked down on everyone else. Jesus used this story to teach them.
One day there was a Pharisee and a tax collector. Both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood alone, away from the tax collector. When the Pharisee prayed, he said, "God, I thank you that I am not as bad as other people. I am not like men who steal, cheat, or take part in adultery. I thank you that I am better than this tax collector. I give up eating twice a week, and I give one-tenth of everything I earn." The tax collector stood at a distance. When he prayed, he would not even look up to heaven. He beat on his chest because he was so sad. He said, "God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner." I tell you, when this man went home, he was right with God. But the Pharisee was not right with God. Everyone who makes himself great will be made humble. But everyone who makes himself humble will be made great.
Some people brought their small children to Jesus so that he could touch them. When the followers saw this, they told the people not to do this. But Jesus called the little children to him and said to his followers,
"Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like these little children. I tell you the truth. You must accept God's kingdom like a little child, or you will never enter it."
A Jewish leader asked Jesus,
"Good teacher, what must I do to get the life that continues forever?"
"Why do you call me good? Only God is good. You know the commands. You must not be guilty of adultery. You must not murder anyone. You must not steal. You must not tell lies about your neighbor in court. Honor your father and mother."
"I have obeyed all these commands since I was a boy."
When Jesus heard this, he said to him,
"But there is still one more thing you need to do. Sell everything you have and give the money to the poor. You will have a reward in heaven. Then come and follow me.
But when the man heard this, he became very sad because he was very rich. When Jesus saw that the man was sad, he said,
It will be very hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. It would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.
When the people heard this, they asked,
Then who can be saved?
The things impossible for men are possible for God.
Look, we left everything we had and followed you.
I tell you the truth. Everyone who has left his house, wife, brothers, parents, or children for God's kingdom will get much more than he left. He will receive many times more in this life. And after he dies, he will live with God forever.
Then Jesus talked to the 12 apostles alone. He said to them,
Listen, we are going to Jerusalem. Everything that God told the prophets to write about the Son of Man will happen. He will be turned over to the non-Jewish people. They will laugh at him, insult him, and spit on him. They will beat him with whips and then kill him. But on the third day, after his death, he will rise to life again.
The apostles tried to understand this, but they could not. The meaning was hidden from them. Jesus was coming near the city of Jericho. There was a blind man sitting beside the road begging for money. When he heard the people coming down on the road, he asked,
What is happening?
Jesus, the one from Nazareth, is coming here.
The blind man cried out,
Jesus, son of David, please help me.
The people who were in front, leading the group, told the blind man to be quiet. But the blind man shouted more and more,
Son of David, please help me.
Jesus stopped and said,
Bring the blind man to me. What do you want me to do for you?
Lord, I want to see again.
Then see. You are healed because you believed.
At once the man was able to see, and he followed Jesus, thanking God. All the people who saw this praised God. Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. In Jericho, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a wealthy, very important tax collector. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was too short to see above the crowd. He ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in a tree. He said to him,
Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today.
Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was pleased to have Jesus in his house. All the people saw this and began to complain.
Look at the kind of man Jesus stays with. Zacchaeus is a sinner.
But Zacchaeus said to the Lord,
I will give half of my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more.
Salvation has come to this house today. This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them.
Jesus traveled closer to Jerusalem. Some of the people thought that God's kingdom would appear soon. Jesus knew that the people thought this, so he told them this story.
A very important man was preparing to go to a country far away to be made a king. Then he planned to return home and rule his people. So the man called 10 of his servants together. He gave a bag of money to each servant. He said, Do business with this money till I get back. But the people in the kingdom hated the man. So they sent a group to follow him and say, We don't want this man to be our king. But the man became king. When he came home, he said, Call those servants who have my money. I want to know how much they earned with it. The first servant came and said, Sir, I earned 10 bags of money with the 1 bag you gave me. The king said to the servant, Fine, you are a good servant. I see that I can trust you with small things. So now, I will let you rule over 10 of my cities. The second servant said, Sir, with your 1 bag of money, I earned 5 bags. The king said to this servant, You can rule over 5 cities. Then another servant came in. The servant said to the king, Sir, here is your bag of money. I wrapped it in a piece of cloth and hid it. I was afraid of you, because you are a hard man. You even take money that you didn't earn and gather food that you didn't plant. Then the king said to the servant, You evil servant! I will use your own words to condemn you. You said that I am a hard man. You said that I even take money that I didn't earn and gather food that I didn't plant. If that is true, then you should have put my money in the bank. Then when I came back, my money would have earned some interest. Then the king said to the men who were watching, Take the bag of money away from this servant and give it to the servant who earned 10 bags of money. They said to the king, But sir, that servant already has 10 bags of money. The king said, The one who uses what he has will get more. But the one who does not use what he has will have everything taken away from him. Now where are my enemies who didn't want me to be king? Bring them here and kill them before me.
After Jesus said this, he went on toward Jerusalem. Jesus came near Bethphage and Bethany, towns near the hill called the Mount of Olives. Then he sent out 2 of his followers.
Go into the town you can see there. When you enter it, you will find a colt tied there. No one has ever ridden this colt. Untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking it, say, The master needs it.
The 2 followers went into town. They found the colt just as Jesus told them. The followers untied it, but the owners of the colt came out.
Why are you untying our colt?
The master needs it.
So they brought it to Jesus. They threw their coats on the colt's back and put Jesus on it. As Jesus rode toward Jerusalem, the followers spread their coats on the road before him. Jesus was coming close to Jerusalem. He was already near the bottom of the Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of followers was very happy. They began shouting praise to God for all the powerful works they had seen.
God bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord. There is peace in heaven and glory to God.
Some of the Pharisees said to Jesus,
Teacher, tell your followers not to say these things.
I tell you, if my followers don't say these things, then the stones will cry out.
Jesus came near Jerusalem. He saw the city and began to cry for it. Jesus said to Jerusalem,
I wish you knew today what would bring you peace, but you can't know it, because it is hidden from you. A time is coming when your enemies will build a wall around you and will hold you in on all sides. They will destroy you and all your people. Not one stone of your buildings will be left on another. All this will happen because you did not know the time when God came to save you.
Jesus went into the temple. He began to throw out the people who were selling things there.
It is written in the scriptures, My temple will be a house where people pray. But you have changed it into a hideout for robbers.
Jesus taught in the temple every day. The leading priests, the teachers of the law, and some of the leaders of the people wanted to kill Jesus. But all the people were listening closely to him and were interested in all the things he said. So the leading priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders did not know how they could kill him.